Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, Tuesday. It is the 24th of January. Can you believe, Jay? We're already 1 week away from the beginning of the next month. Hunga bunga.
Before we know it, it's going to be the next holiday.
What is Valentine's Day is the next holiday, right? Love is in, well, actually, love's not much in the air. Looking around at all the disasters and murders and. This is the Good Day program, by the way. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It doesn't feel like a good day, however, with all the conversation that I know you and Jennifer had yesterday about what was going on in California. So in, three, four, 5 days, there were three mass killings in California, seven dead in the latest one, but three mass killings in the past week. The latest one is at Half Moon Bay. Incident claiming the lives of seven, and I guess they have a suspect,
right? They have arrested the suspect,
The guy that shot up the dance party, he shot himself, I guess, didn't he?
He was found dead in that van, but the thing with him, The dance hall was not the only place that he was going to shoot.
He had another place
that he actually walked into where people were able to disarm him, and then that's when he ran away. And so who knows if that second location was the only other location, if there were other locations on a list. So those brave people definitely saved so many lives. And then this one, it's just, oh my goodness, this one happened at two separate locations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the two separate farms, one of them in near the Cabrillo Highway, four dead there, and then the fifth victim. Going through all of this stuff and going through the bodies and the count and who was killed, I don't know that it accomplishes much because we don't know who these people. We personally, I don't know these people. You don't know these people. Hopefully, nobody who's listening, even though. Yeah. Right. Just the incident itself, the weaponry, the fact that people are this angry or people think that they can take out whatever it is that they're not happy with, not satisfied with by shooting whoever it is they want to. There are a lot of, in this case, there were Asians that were the target of both the Half Moon Bay. There were Chinese farm workers there. And then the situation on
the
weekend.
And the shooters were both Asian.
Yeah.
Asian descent.
Right. So, this the string of mass killings in our country, never mind just California, but this situation where six people in less than 3 weeks, 6 shoot 'em ups, 39 deaths, three of them in California, and you look at the rest of the data that comes in. I'm looking at the tally from the Associated Press here. This database actually tracks all the mass killings. What a horrible, imagine having that job. Ah, good God.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a list, by the way, actually goes all the way back to 2006. And, you just, you say you feel badly for the family. Yep. I think I was disgusting. I've spent the last 4 days in California looking at the news media. And all the, it's just the same old thing. All of the five major stations in Los Angeles, it was the same video, it was the same story over and over and over again. And you just, what does that do for the public? What does that do for people? What do you need? Okay, so here's what you need to know. If you're in that vicinity and the guy is still on the loose, so then you need to be careful or be on the watch or whatever it is, or stay away from that area. Once they've got the guy, okay, so that's it. The story's over until, well, you don't really, there's the human tragedy of bringing someone to a funeral parlor, the body's there, they cremate the body, they have a service, oh, isn't it too bad? And then it's forgotten, right? I mean, what do we don't do anything about this stuff. We hear a lot of talk.
Yes, and not a lot of that talk consists of people being able to find different places where they can go take classes, safety classes, how to, what to do if you are unfortunately in a situation like this. Because isn't it better to be prepared and not need those tools than to be unprepared? And at the same time, how are you ever, how could you ever possibly be prepared in something like this?
Yeah, it's just, I was listening to Jennifer on her morning, her local morning program yesterday, and this guy who was her co-host, I don't really know the guy, I've never met him. Jennifer seems to get along with him okay, but she was even taken back at telling. And when she's here with us next, I'll talk to her a little bit about it to get a read on it. This guy yesterday on the air, her co-host, blamed women. His theory was it was women's fault. For playing, the bottom line was that some woman or this guy was jilted by either his wife or a girlfriend or something, and that's why he shot the place up. So this guy blames women. Yes, I'm telling you, you should. I was appalled. I actually slowed down when I was driving down Sunset Boulevard listening to this guy come across with this ridiculous, idiotic right-wing. And even that's, I mean, right wingers mostly would be ashamed of this. And I think Jennifer didn't really know what to do with it. But some guy on a radio station that's in the top five stations in Los Angeles comes out with something like that. It's women. It's the women's fault. It was just.
Where that is absurd.
This
I want to
right
know what his
wing
program director. What kind of conversation was followed up with that?
I bet you nobody said anything there, because it fits in with some of the right wing rhetoric. Men are in charge. Men are the boss. Men are. It's always the men. The women's fault. That's what his theory was. It's always the women.
But even if
who
we
cause
take,
these things.
But even if we take that out of it, the male versus women or women versus male and all of that, it's even the whole rhetoric of. You made me do this, like that domestic abuse kind of thing. Well, look what you made me do. I beat you because you misbehaved. Look what you made me do.
Mm-hmm. Pretty pathetic. So, anyway, the other couple of sort of follow-ups to these horrible stories. One of them is what happened when that six-year-old boy, was that 2 weeks ago in Newport News, Virginia? Remember that first grade? The first grader, the six-year-old, who went in with a shot the teacher.
Yeah, brought the gun into school, and she was able to get the rest of her students out of the room while she was even shot. But apparently, she had filed complaints against this student. There have been other issues prior to this, and the officials at the elementary school kind of really just downplayed it. Like, this is a six-year-old. Relax. Like, you're the adult.
Yeah. Right, you're in charge, so you should be able to handle it.
Yeah, and all of her concerns were just dismissed.
Mm-hmm. Abigail Zwerner was her name. She raised concerns. And this happens all the time. This is the liberal versus conservative stuff that becomes nonsensical because it ought not to be political. It's common sense. It's management. It's being in charge. It's all of these things. But the education system is so rot with the obligations that are created by paying a lot of attention to minorities. Granted, we have had a lot of examples in this country in the last 100 years, 150 or whatever it is, of people being dismissed because of either the color of their skin or their sexuality or whatever it is. But at some point in time, and in this case, the gun business or just common sense stuff, there's no common sense in public school education, for the most part. I see so many people who are in it. It's the focus isn't on learning. It isn't on knowledge. It's on being correct. It's this how to think business that repeats itself over and over again, not what to think. I'm sorry. It's what to think, not how to think. And there's been a lot of criticism, which is appropriate, because these sorts of things don't get handled. They just, don't worry about it.
Apparently with the six-year-old, he had also threatened another teacher, saying that he wanted to set her on fire.
Yeah, great.
So there had been different issues, and the parents have come out and said that they they don't know how he got the gun because they truly believed that it was secured, it was hidden, it was there was no way he could have accessed it. So that also raises more questions.
Yeah.
But that also raises more questions. Did he or did somebody else?
Did he or did he? What do you mean? Somebody else come up?
Did he know how to get into where this gun, if it was in a safe location away from him, did he know how to get into it, or did somebody else get it for him?
The self-serving, even parents who supposedly love their children, oftentimes don't take credit or responsibility, is probably the better word here, take responsibility for these sorts of things because they don't want to get into trouble. They don't want to stand up. And after all, they aren't going to treat the six-year-old boy the same as they might treat a 36-year-old parent. So, okay, well, let him take the fall. Who knows what these people were thinking? That's why I don't even like to go down that street, because you don't know.
There's definitely something psychological going on with this child that needs to be addressed.
Right. Well, or should have been addressed. Too late now. But, yes, it's just this kind of thing. I was reading an article on the plane last night coming back here that basically focuses on the airlines. This is one of the, I go down these side streets often to read things that nobody else would pay any attention to. I just, it caught my eye, the LGBTQ, LGBTQ community. I mean, that's not disrespectful. I just don't remember all of the stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a minority.
A and a plus sign.
Right, okay. So the minority, which it is, there are lots of minorities that deserve to have more of a seat at the table. And most people who are thinkers would say, yep, there has been a lot of prejudice toward people. But now there are groups that are trying to force the airlines into hiring more people. And I thought when I was on a plane, there's no business, the airline, the hospitality business, the travel industry, where there's more representation of minorities than in the flying or the airplane or the hotel business. And yet, we got to have more. You see, that's the kind of stuff I think that when it comes to the surface just kind of turns people off in the way we have to get the group together and force the airlines to do what we don't seem to have had them do before, 18 after the hour.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour, I have sunshine and lollipops and roses and celebrity news that's trending social media stuff. This one is a focus on Michael J. Fox, who's trending. Jay, the story of him opening up now a little more about his Parkinson's disease, which he's had for, what, about 20 years? I think he's 61 years old now, but he's been...
he was diagnosed in 1991.
Yeah. There was a Michael J. Fox movie that premiered at the Sundance Film Festival over the weekend, which is basically about his life and his career. So we'll talk about what you can find if and when you can see this movie about Michael J. Fox. We'll talk about that right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. Okay, so here's Michael J. Fox, one of America's most beloved actors. I think he has... Did it start with Back to the Future? Actually, no, it started with the movie that he did, the guy, the doctor, going coast to coast. Do you remember that?
Doc Hollywood, right.
Yeah.
But he was on... What was that sitcom he was on as youngin'?
Yeah, right. Now it was a family sort of a thing, and now I can't remember.
Family
I remember.
Size, that's right.
Family, yeah, that's it. Hello, it was a family thing. That I remember. Okay. All right, so now there is a story. There are lots of movies being made about stars, whether they are still with us or whether they aren't. And so when you go back to 1991. Wow, I'm amazed it was that far back. Good God. 1991. That's 32 years ago. He's been struggling with this. So he apparently became an alcoholic, and nobody, did anybody know that he went to the bottle?
So he was using alcohol to cope with his diagnosis, and he was mainly trying to just forget. It was like the doctor told him that
Want to do that? I would want to do that too, probably, right? Not that I do it this way, but how do you do it?
And he also said that he kind of became a virtuoso of manipulating drug intake, the prescribed pills, taking different dopamine pills. He said he was popping them like candy, but timing them out because they were staving off some of the early symptoms so he could keep working. And he would time them out so that they would kind of peak at exactly the right time, the right place during what he was doing or filming or if he was on a red carpet. And he was able to really use a lot of props. He was using a lot of props to hide his tremors.
Did his wife know? He's still got the same wife, Tracy, right, that he's had for all of his life. I don't think he's had a... I think she's been around, and one wonders what she knew about this. Is that discussed in this overview of his life, what his wife knew about what she had to have known what was going on? Right?
I'm sure it's probably touched in this still, a Michael J. Fox movie, that's what it's called. I'm sure it's probably touching it, but they can't give all of the details out because then people won't watch
it. Right, exactly. Anyway, it's an Apple TV Plus movie that's at the Sundance Film Festival right now, the story of Michael J. Fox, who really, I thought he was fabulous when he was in The Good Wife. That was a great role that he played there. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least seven people were killed in two related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California. That's about a 30-minute drive south of San Francisco. A senior citizen suspect is in custody. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
The motive for the shooting is currently unknown. Investigation. The suspect, identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
The suspect is in custody.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
Federal prosecutors in Manhattan have charged former FBI counterintelligence agent Charles McGonigal, claiming he helped a Russian oligarch who was under investigation by the FBI agent. McGonigal is charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, let's get at it here. Let's get back to it, if you will. The 24th of January, Tuesday morning on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. And as I look around, okay, so there's good stuff. The good stuff will be followed, I promise you, by bad stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. Unga bunga. Well. Yeah, well, it's something I'm obligated, so I'm told, to discuss all of these things. And I've, over the years, been accused of sugarcoating the news or not talking about everything because it doesn't suit me. Well, honestly, it doesn't suit me to spend a lot of time talking about things that we either can't or won't do anything about. So, yeah, the news is that X number of people have been killed by certain parties, and here are the circumstances. And so how does that make your life better or worse? Mostly I'm trying to make your life better. So how does talking about, we don't seem to be able to do anything. We don't seem to have the will, the thought, the acumen to fix the stuff. So we have disapproval in our voices. We are understanding that everybody is the same, right? We all are different. We admit to all
so
being different.
Fight against being put into different boxes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And okay, we understand that. But that doesn't mean that everybody's going to like it. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, if you didn't hear me, you can go back to the program, as most of you know, runs all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. So you can hear some of our comments that came about earlier, I think, toward the end of the first part of the last half hour. That's very complicated, isn't it? If you listen earlier, you'll hear me say something about the LGB. What did you say? L plus five? Is that what you said, or A plus?
No. Yeah, LGBTQA plus.
Hey, yeah. Anyway, the fact that there are members of that or of that group, I don't even organizations, whatever, who are pressuring the airlines to have more representation. And I thought to myself when I first saw that, there's probably no more. There isn't, and there's no business, the hospitality business, and flying. Traveling is part of the hospitality business, where there is more representation of gay or lesbians or whatever the minority may be than in the airline business. But yet we got to push for more, make more. And it's okay to have that as your aim, but to think that it's going to be a pleasant experience because you want to be recognized for who you are, that just isn't human nature. And so we may be accepting of it. We may think, yeah, that's okay. But there are a lot of people who, for whatever the reason, don't like it. They disapprove of it. So that's part of it. The fact that we seemingly put people down because of their preferences one way or another, we either are gay or we're straight. You've heard me talk about my son being a straight white guy and not being able to find a job as a writer in Hollywood because they don't want anybody sitting on the writing rooms for all these TV shows who is straight and white. It's clear
probably
that they don't.
Because they already have so many.
Well, yeah, but to a point.
But that's the other thing. When it comes to it, why is it anybody's business how we identify or whom we love? Why
thank you.
Why is it anybody's business
yeah.
if we are married or single, regardless of the sex of the person who we are or
yes.
the person we are dating? Like,
who cares?
It's one of those things. People really only know unless you're doing PDA. And if you want to be out there kissing and smooching on somebody, again, who cares? Live your life. And if you don't like seeing people smooch, because some people just don't like seeing people kiss in public, regardless if it's straight or homosexual. And if that's the case, well, then turn the other way. Do a 360. Or not a 360, because you turn all the way around and still see it.
180. Let's try a 180. Let's take a 180.
Yeah, that one
exactly.
too.
All right, here's a good story about a lifeguard named Luke Shepherdston, who won the Big Wave Invitational. Did you see? I saw this all over the news yesterday and among interspersed with the stories about who's killing whom. This is the story of a 27-year-old who reigns supreme among the 40 different competitors, defeating two-time world champion John Florence, scored 89 points out of a possible 90. This is 50,000 people watching this thing.
Exactly. He was a lifeguard on duty. This just happened to be during his break. He was able to go do this.
Yeah. Good for him. Nothing wrong with that. But when you look at the ocean over there and see how wonderful the waves are, believe it or not, there's a website for the surf contest, even a website for that. So it's called the Eddy. It's the premier event of the sport of surfing. This was the first lifeguard at this particular location on the north shore of the Big Island, I think, saved 500 people during his career. Wow, what an accomplishment that is.
Right.
That's the story, really, for me, more than who won this thing in the 30 or 40-foot waves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's
really
learning
good.
How. Yeah, apparently he really is. So good for him under the circumstances. And there's some good news, followed up, of course, by some bad news.
As promised.
Yep. Hold on to your hats. The auto insurance companies increasing premiums by almost 9%. Have you looked at do you pay for the cost of your auto insurance with your car payment? Or if you lease a car, well, you still have to have separate insurance. So the auto companies are now dealing, not the auto companies, but the insurance companies are dealing with what they say is the highest number of accidents and payouts that they've ever had. That would be in 2022. So what's the reason for that? Now that drivers in pretty much every state in the country have seen the rates, have you seen? I got my insurance policy last week, and I said to my guy that's the insurance agent that I've had for 47 years, so it's not like I'm new to the scene here. The rates have gone up 10-11% here in Massachusetts. Not as bad as in Illinois, for example, mm-hmm. where the rate hikes are 17% higher this year than they were last year. In Arizona, 15% higher. New Hampshire, 14% higher. Good Lord.
That is absurd. I have to be honest, though. I changed states, so I had to change insurance, and I am paying a little over $100 less than I was in Tennessee.
Good for you.
Ohio.
Well, is that because the drivers, you know, you look at the coverage. If you don't have a loan, like on my stuff, the tractors and the equipment that I have on the farm, I just have minimum insurance because I'm betting on me. One of the things that you don't realize, insurance companies are betting on them. They're not betting on you. They're betting against you, and that's how the rates are set, whether it be car insurance, homeowners insurance, health insurance, whatever the insurance is, they're not in it to help you. They're in it to make money. And that's why you see these huge buildings everywhere. The Prudential Tower, the John Hancock Building. You know, go around the big banks and the insurance companies, the ones that have the biggest buildings. Why do you think that is? Because they make gobs of money.
Well, yeah, you pay a monthly fee and you're not getting in that many accidents. But at the same time, I can afford the monthly fee and I can afford a $500 deductible. I cannot afford a $2,000 deductible. Mm-hmm. So I would rather pay a certain amount monthly. So if something should happen, I can afford that deductible.
The average full coverage insurance costs this year are 17. This is nationwide. The average average automobile owner will pay $1,780 this year. The highest rate in the country is in the state of Michigan, where the average cost for full coverage of your car is $4,788. Who the hell can afford that? In Florida, it's $2,856. Rhode Island, $2,748. These are averages for full coverage auto insurance. Good Lord. That's why people are trying, you know, if you've got a car loan, you don't have a choice because they're going to make you cover the cost of whatever it is, the replacement cost for the car. So this year, places like that, the drivers who have traffic violations, for example, that's mostly the young drivers who we all know don't have a clue. Whether you realize it or you don't realize it, the ridiculous state. Yesterday on the highway, I was driving on Sepulveda, and that's, for those of you who don't know, Los Angeles, one of the major streets, one of the major surface, they call it surface roads, that connect pretty much all of Los Angeles County. And this, I'm watching what's going on. I'm driving a red, I had a lot of fun. I drove a Dodge Challenger. Man, are those things fun to
do? Oh, nice.
Well, hit the floor and let's go. Anyway, but you have to be a defensive driver there. Because there's so many people, and part of it isn't just age. Part of it is, and this is okay, here's Mr. Politically Incorrect. A lot of it are people who have come there, they don't know, or they can't read the signs. How the hell they get driver's licenses, who knows?
Well, but to get a California driver's license, you have to take the written test again and turn in your old state ID. And if you don't have an old state ID, you have to take the in-car test as well.
Yeah,
I believe it's still that way. But also, you have so many people, like you were just saying, that move there and they don't know what they're doing. And not even just L.A., but any transient town. Nashville was the same way. And they also have these roadways that are there. The infrastructures for the roads are not—they're not up to par with how fast the city is building. You have on-ramps on interstates. You have on-ramps right on top of off-ramps where people are trying to merge at the same time. picking up speed to get onto the highway, slowing down because they have to take a tight turn to get off the interstate. And it's just, it is a mess that needs to be fixed as well. And in certain places, it's not also, you don't have to take driver's courses with professionals. A lot of times it's the parents or guardians who are signing off on things, and then that's that. If you pass the test, you pass the test.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know, I'll go one step further here with the cost of insurance. Want to know what the most expensive car is in America to insure?
A Bugatti.
I'm not sure that there are that many of those that are being sold, so they're not on the list. I'm looking at, pretty much everyday cars, American-made cars, foreign-made cars.
A Saab?
A Tesla.
The average. You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. The average Tesla, because they do, they put them on autopilot and they just
drive.
Right, yeah, into oblivion. The average Tesla is $3,100 a year. That's the highest auto insurance premium. The Honda CR-V is the cheapest car in America to insure. So if you're going to, if you have the average car, and you're paying the average cost, never mind California costs, but the average cost for a car, running a car, insurance, paying the fuel, making the payments, and that sort of thing. There are a lot of different factors, road taxes, that kind of stuff. $8,000, the average cost. This is a median cost around the country, $8,000 to run your car. And who has a job that pays $15-16 an hour who can pay that kind of dough to run their car? So that's why people don't have, just run cars. They buy cheap cars and they don't insure them. And then you're the one who gets it in the neck. Wow. Pretty interesting stats though, Jay, huh? 10 plus, let's make it 48 after the hour as far as the clock is concerned.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurer.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, here we have our focus on farm, food, and family. Today, you'll be happy to know, is National Peanut Butter Day. Yuppie! If you're a peanut butter, I like natural peanut, kind of chunky peanut butter. What do you like, Jay?
I prefer almond butter, but I always was the smoother kind of person until I discovered the fresh made at the stores chunk, where it's that tub the nuts, and then you push the button and it does
grind
it
up.
And yeah, I was this is nice.
Marcellus Edson patented peanut butter in 1884. Probably at that time didn't realize it would become the sensation that it has. People all around the world love crunchy or smooth peanut butter. So we set aside January 24th. Put down your cell phones, boys and girls, and pick up your knives and celebrate National Peanut Butter Day. Spread it. I have 4 or 5 different kinds of peanut butter in my refrigerator. All of them are organic, and they have the smooth.
They have like different flavors,
kind of. I have a honey. There's a new kind of honey peanut butter that really is yummy with some good blueberry jam. Ah, yum, yum, yum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, so peanut butter and its offshoots like peanut candy go back to the 1800s. And then Kellogg's patented their process of preparing a nut meal back in 1895. Let's see here. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches first arrived on the scene in the Boston Cooking School magazine back in 1901. Why did it take a magazine? Peanut butter and jelly, what's more natural, right? The combo? I try to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at least once a week. Yum. And the St. Louis World's Fair is where it became popularized in 1904. So that's sort of the history of peanut butter. And what would a story about peanut butter be if we didn't have a peanut recall, right?
Oh, we got to go for it.
Let's go. Skinny Dipped has issued an allergy alert for undeclared peanuts in their skinny dipped dark chocolate nut products. Hello, it's a nut product.
Well, they're almonds, specifically just, it's a bag of almonds that are dipped, and then there's other ones that are cashew with caramel, salted caramel and dark chocolate, and somehow some of the peanuts got in.
Yeah, so
this is not like the one we recently had where it was a peanut within the title of the product. Oh, the peanut hot chocolate, the peanut butter hot chocolate.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, anyway, you got that. Now, some other farm food and family items, including the story from the Midwest, where there's a burger chain called Culver's, C-U-L-V-E-R-S. I don't know. James, they have Culver's down in Texas?
They have Culver's. Yeah, it's not very good, in my opinion.
Not much. No. It's like Hardee's, you mean?
Yeah.
That kind of a junky burger chain?
Exactly. You're right on.
Okay, so
those places that not every location is the same kind of quality. There's not a lot of quality control. Some locations are good, but most kind of have to agree with James on this one.
So do they have them up in Ohio? I remember them when I was
Yeah, they have them in Ohio. They have them in Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they have a butter burger, apparently, that's pretty popular. Anyway, they got a lot of different things going on for them. One of them is that they've changed from Pepsi to Coca-Cola. And a lot of people are not happy about that. I don't know, because I'm not a soda drinker, a pop drinker. There are three or four different names for what this stuff is, carbonated drinks.
Unless you're from, I think, Cola. Mississippi is the one that calls everything Coke, whether or not it's Coke.
Right, whether it's Coke or not. So Pepsi is the... I found in my limited study of this sort of thing, that people seem to be more loyal to Pepsi than they are to Coca-Cola.
Oh, no. Coke is far more superior.
Well, okay. So there's somebody who's drinking Coca-Cola with regularity who's giving you that. If you look at all the movie chains, Coca-Cola is far more, from what I can see around here where I am, much more promotional fortitude than does Pepsi or the Pepsi products. But they both have become huge, huge companies. Don't kid yourself.
Oh, absolutely. It's very polarizing. You either like Pepsi or you like Coke. There's typically not anybody who is like, well, you know, give or take, I really don't care. But a lot of people are upset and saying that they will no longer go to Culver's because they no longer have the Pepsi unless they're getting an order to go where they can go home and get their own Pepsi. Some people are thrilled because they want Coke. And others are like, have you guys been sleeping on the Culver's root beer? Because you shouldn't be drinking either Coke or Pepsi. They just hit up the root beer.
Yeah.
Culver's has their own root beer.
Their own root beer, okay. Well, Coca-Cola owns lots of different brands like Sprite, for example. I like a glass of Sprite mixed with cranberry juice, and so somebody will say to me, well, the Sierra Mist okay? Yeah, what difference does it make? And I guess to some people it does make a difference. It doesn't make a difference to me, but I'm not someone who's an expert on all of this stuff.
Version of Coke versus Pepsi.
Apparently, you're right about that. All right, so there we are. We've summarized some of the bold-faced news from the Farm, Food, and Family Department here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.